I'm Madeline Brand in Los Angeles, and this is Day to Day. Halliburton is under scrutiny again. This week, some members of Congress say they have found new evidence to show that the company violated Defense Department procurement rules when it won a $7 billion contract to repair Iraq's oil infrastructure. Joining us to talk about the new revelations is Marketplace's John Dimsdale in Washington. And welcome to Day to Day, John.
Hello, Madeline.
Now, can you go into a little more detail about this new controversy?
Oh, back in March of 2003, Halliburton was given a contract to supply American troops with goods and services, as well as a major part of it was to repair and run parts of Iraq's oil fields. Now, Time magazine has found an internal Pentagon email that says Cheney's office, Dick Cheney, the vice president who was CEO of the company before joining the Bush campaign, coordinated the awarding of the contract. It was already controversial at the time because no other company was allowed to bid for the $7 billion contract. And also, a group of Democrats say they've now been briefed by the General Accounting Office on some new findings that some officials in the Pentagon raised objections to the fact that the contract was granted on a non-competitive basis, but they were overruled by the Secretary of Defense's office.
So what is the White House and what is the Pentagon now saying about all of this?
The vice president's office says he's never had any involvement in any contracting decisions, that this email only shows that the announcement of the contract was coordinated with Cheney's office. And the Pentagon says that the Halliburton contract was awarded as a sole source contract because the company was already involved in other logistical activities in Iraq, including a contract dealing with oil well fires. But that doesn't sit well with one of the chief Democratic critics of the contract, California's Henry Waxman.
Now we're finding out that the Army personnel didn't want to give Halliburton an exclusive contract to do the planning. And in fact, the awarding of Halliburton with that power was outside the existing contract they had. It should have been a new contract. It should have been put out for bid in order to plan for contingencies.
Waxman and other Democrats are now calling for congressional hearings to find out just how much influence the vice president's office had in the awarding of this contract to the vice president's old company.
So what could this mean for Halliburton? Would they lose their contracts?
Well, probably not, because they're already more than a year into the contract itself, and there have been other controversies related to this, but they continue to supply the troops with food and fulfilling the other parts of this contract. So it's unlikely that they would lose the contract, but it will look bad going into the election for the vice president. So we're following that story, and also at the Marketplace News Desk, we're following complaints by U.S. businesses that visa backlogs since the 9/11 attacks have cost exporters more than $30 billion because of delayed access to skilled foreign workers.
Okay, well, we'll listen for that later on. John Dimsdale of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, and Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. It's produced by Minnesota Public Radio. Thank you very much, John.
You're welcome.